How cold is your open? Your open's totally cold.
Ooh, brr. You know, I am feeling extra glamorous tonight, and I can't believe how piping and how steaming this hot goss is today.
Ooh, get ready, because we're about to talk about the Drag Queen of the Year Pageant Competition Award Contest Competition winner, Tenderoni.
Some fucked up politics that done fucked up drag.
Oh, and a little tip spot from the aforementioned Tenderoni.
Mm-hmm. And the dicks overfloweth. Honestly, you thought we did this podcast for fun or because it's a job, but it's really all about the gorgeous dick and balls photos.
DMB, fine with me.
Forever Dog.
Clocking in at a piping hot 5.5 volume level.
Ooh, you're using 5 volume? You're going to get scabs.
Ooh, from our separate homes in Los Angeles, California, reporting live. Welcome back for another steaming piping, scalding, serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in gossip politics. And politics, and take a deep dive into the dreedrams. Let's get into some hot goss.
Lots and lots and lots of things happened this week. We have a very busy podcast for y'all today. First of all, I'd like to join everyone in counting Alaska's gray pubes with me because she had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, sister.
Thanks, Tootsie. Thanks,
the bartender Tootsie will give you a birthday shot. And just to remind you, after last year, it's a birthday shot, not a birthday bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think you were confused last year.
They gave me a bill at the end of the night. I was not pleased. They said, do you want a bottle for your birthday? I said, sure. They gave me a bill, honey. They gave me a bill. Full price.
This page was an enormous success. What a wonderful birthday present. Once I got in the room, because for a while I was standing alone in the VIP outside. Were you at the Best Buy counter just demanding attention? Like, what was the tech squad like?
I was like the Bed Bath & Beyond girl. I was tackling somebody. I tackled somebody. No, it was, you know, it's drag queen standard time to start 20 minutes late. It gets the audience, you know, good and irritated. So they're nice and hot when you finally start the show.
Yeah.
So they're just crossed arms, sore feet. Haven't taken a piss in fucking 4 hours. That's how we like them.
Type one in the chat if you can't get in yet.
It was some audio issue, I'm still not sure what it was, but it was, I mean, the drag queens were ready. I will say we were standing by. Lola's blood pressure was rising and we were ready to go, but we had to hold the show for a few minutes, but I think it was worth the wait.
Definitely. And the pre-party chat was fun. I popped in once I figured out how to do it. And then Jeffrey Boyer Moran Party Bottom passed around Diamond Dupree Deluxington Bevington Brooks at large stopped by. And he was having fun. The kids were being bitchy and he's like, practice kindness. And then I said hi to her and we kikied for a moment. And then I had to proceed with my illustrious judgings.
You did, and I thank you for your service to the DQOY. And we're very pleased. It was very successful. The response has been great. The competition was fucking outstanding. All of the contestants brought it so hard and brought so much, and we couldn't be more proud.
Chikatita was really black and white Elphaba going on rides to the sky in a gown.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Girl, we were punished with that gown.
Baby.
She gave it to us.
Two looks.
That blue velvet gown with the ass cut out that she's like, I need to do it again because I forgot my accessory.
Which worked.
That's a woman. You need
a woman.
Lady can never be too sure.
But no, I'm talking about the two looks in her presentation. Look, she started out in, it was pants.
Oh, a slack.
It was a low slung pant trouser
with the little
leg.
Oh, thong thing out of it, right?
And then she said, "You like that? Oh, there's more. I'm just going to walk over to this thing over here and get hoisted into the air and be in a 20-foot long fucking zebra Excelsior."
For the garment. Girl that can't just decide between ready to wear and an evening.
For the girl.
Yeah.
For the girl who can't decide.
I had
show
to
show yourselves.
I need to tell y'all though, for us less tech inclined people, next time tell Miss Sessions to put in the browser, do not use Safari. Because we all have problems on Safari. And I guess nobody actually in the know about computers uses Safari anyway. So I'm Stone Age in that tense.
See, I use Safari in my day-to-day. But yes, apparently Sessions doesn't react well.
You're on Safari right now. Look at this blouse. The Safari.
I just returned from Safari. And look what I got. A new muff. And he comes with accessories. Oh, don't look at me like that. I didn't kill him. He died and left me everything.
One of the Kennedys is here. Second time this month.
Is it Ted? I wish we could get Ted.
Send him around a coffee.
Save room for coffee. Welcome back to Two Drag Queens, approximately quote The Birdcage.
85% we're there.
This is episode 75 of 412.
How many episodes have we done, do you think? We've done a lot of podcasts, I bet.
Do we have a count? Is it on the thing?
Dipper, take your shirt off. Let's see the scratch marks.
This is hot goss number 90.
Oh, wow. Okay. Goss totally hot.
And we probably started, I don't know. So
are we doing something special for 100?
We can.
Are we dropping acid live on the air?
Letting
the mics roll?
Do it.
No, what I wanted.
Let's do it. So, oh, by the way, people have offered me acid. Three different people have DM'd me about acid. They're like, I know how it is. I got a bunch before the quarantine. You're more than welcome to some of mine. Somebody wanted to take some pictures of me, though, while I did it. So I didn't reply to them. You're not taking photos of me fucking fucked up.
No.
No.
There are plenty of those online.
They have a nice hammock. They have a nice hammock for you.
Girl,
can't make jokes about drugs on this pod because people just take us at face value and take it for serious.
Face. I put drugs in my face. You can't take my drug face.
What I do want to do is have you do a watch along recording of The Birdcage.
Yeah.
I would love
25
to
years.
That.
It's 25 years old. Dolly Levi just posted
wow.
about it.
Oh, wow.
Are you excited for next year's pageant? And do you have any ideas on what the themes will be? Someone said sparkle, and I thought that was a great answer.
Yeah, that was Tito Soto's answer. And I actually love that idea.
San Francisco's premier drag prince. He told us.
Yes.
He told us.
Baby, uh-huh. It's tea. I love sparkle, but I usually keep it very close to the vest until the actual reveal of the theme. And
likes vests.
I do. Do not know. I haven't thought that far ahead. But one thing that we have learned is that even when we get back into a theater to do it, you know, with a live audience, mm-hmm. there will still be a live streaming element because having an audience from all around the world is something you can't go back from. It was really fierce.
It's really great. Speaking of around the world, did you watch the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry story?
I sure did.
Sure did. I didn't. Were there any highlights for you? First of all, I don't think he's Charles's baby. So if Charles did say something, like, that ain't his kid anyway. If T.S. Madison just put up a picture of Harry's real dad, who Diana fucked, some hot redheaded rugby guy, and the profile of Harry and the profile of this man is uncanny. Honey, the swoop is even the same. The smile is the same. The hair is the same. The forehead bump, the forehead's got, it's like, honey. This is that man's, he is the father.
Okay. We did the test results and you are not the father. The highlights really are just on Twitter and everyone taking Oprah's reaction shots mm-hmm. and just putting any random fucking
shit. Were you
shit
silence
on
or silenced?
Oh, shit.
That's what Oprah said to the K in knife.
Can we, we need to ask that to our podcast guest today, our tip spotter.
Yeah.
So let's keep that question in mind, because that's a gotcha question. That's a right before break question. That's a right before.
We're going to take a break on that one.
Before we go to break, though, Willem, I have to ask you.
What?
Were you silent or were you silenced? We'll be right back.
Actually, Alaska, I would love to hear a little bit more before we go to break, before we go silenced. So if you don't mind, I would like to play a little ditty from what my sister it? In the city. It's Miss Laguna Blue. And the Rainbow
Obsessed.
Spotlight of the Week is
Obsessed.
Greedy with My Love, which
Obsessed
is something I've never
song.
Said like in the no.
I'm obsessed with Laguna and I'm obsessed with this song. Treat Yourself. Check it out on YouTube and listen
Treat
to a little
yourself.
Of it right here. Yes.
I see you from across the room. Now I am locking eyes with you. They say you want me close and that you'd never let me go. But there's something you should understand. Before you try to be my man, I really need to mention, I crave all of your attention. Cause you wanna go to some place we could be alone. It's hard not to agree with your hands all over me. So I'll give it up to you tonight. Cause you won't catch me telling lies. I think you got potential that I'll keep it confidential.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. We are back again. And trend alert, short brown wigs.
Oh, you know, when Gaga makes a film, she does it in her in her brunette chrysalis stage, pre-chromatica, pre-pink. She goes for russet tones, an Italian woman, just skiing in the Italian Alps.
She, Lady Gaga, is in Italy currently filming the new film Gucci with Adam Driver, and she's playing Patrizia Reggiani. And there have been some photos that have come out of her on the set dressed in full just alpine ski garb with her short little brown hair looking so sickening. This is really exciting, and I cannot wait to fucking see whatever this movie is.
Just like the 80s ski looks, red leather with squared shoulders and like jewelry on top of turtlenecks with furs. It's everything, bitch.
Baby, I thought that red look, I thought that was a look from her Cheek to Cheek tour. Because she did the big like brown curly hair and the red Eddie Murphy suit. Uh-huh.
I love that.
She's exquisite. I worship the quicksand she snorts. So I will follow her to the end of the earth.
She's everything.
She's everything. She's like, I'll consider doing the role, but is the role an Italian person? Okay, good. It is. Okay, then I'll read the script.
Mm-hmm. Send it to Bobby.
Even the witch on American Horror Story, the bog witch, she was Italian.
Was she?
In the character description, it said an Italian bog witch.
I never know when you're lying or not, ever.
I was talking to Nick today, and he was like, first of all, your Snatch Game facts were all wrong on the last episode of Race Chaser.
Oh.
And I was like, we don't get bogged down with facts.
Facts are heavy.
We have too much gossip, too many, like, rumors, too many suggestions about rumors. Yeah.
Whiffs on the winds of Hearsay. Willems. Yeah.
Lies.
I think podcasting is best shallow in your ears. You don't want to shove it too deep. It can hurt your eardrums. So,
yeah.
And if you're looking for a version of shallow, we have one of Courtney singing some of it because some of those notes that she added weren't in there. And we could always put that up on the Instagram. That would be nice for people.
Why are you coming for Courtney Act on this good day?
It's what we do.
It is what we do.
I haven't won anything, and you guys win stuff, so I get to come for you until I win something. That's how it goes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Thank you so much. When I get that Emmy, I'll let y'all play with it.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and get a little bit political?
Oh.
No, that's not right.
This is terrible news.
What is this about? What is this? Okay.
In Alabama, I saw a policeman testifying on behalf of his daughter's rights as a transgender teen because Alabama is trying to make it illegal for doctors to administer any kind of hormone therapy or trans mental health stuff like to teens. They're making it a crime. It basically says there's been an uptick in legislation targeting trans people, specifically the treatment of children and student athletes whose gender identity differs from the sex they were assigned at birth. There were 79 pieces of legislation in states to restrict transgender rights last year, many focused on student athletes. In 2021, there have been 69 bills, many sailing quickly through state legislators where GOP drew its majorities. Mississippi SB 2536, which is the bill's like number or whatever, an anti-transgender sports bill on March 3rd, and by sending, it passed. Oh, this fucking bill passed, and by sending it to the governor, it became the first state to take the plunge by passing legislation specifically attacking transgender children. Mm-hmm. There's no justification for banning transgender girls and women from participating in athletics other than discrimination. And I heard Alabama just tried basically illegalize abortion too.
This is, I mean, it's really unfortunate because, and it's just another case of they take these sort of hot button issues that a lot of people don't know a lot about, and this is what they put right out in front to get people riled up and upset and fearful. And then they use it to further their other more, you know, insidious agendas. But these, and so it's like, it's transgender people, it's queer people, it's like, it's women's reproductive rights. These things are used and put right out front. And it fucking sucks because it's really, it's hurting people in the process in a very real way. This sucks. I don't like it.
Is there like anything, we can't do anything to change it. I'm sure we live in California. We don't even live in Alabama. But if anybody's in Alabama listening and there's anything that like we can do to help, let us know, write into us. And you don't even have to send a dick pic, just your asshole.
Okay. So another story just to keep your eye on. Derek Chauvin, the man who murdered George Floyd on camera last year, is set to take trial soon. They are currently in a jury selection this week, which includes a 16-page questionnaire about potential jurors' views on Black Lives Matter and police brutality. The prosecution and defense have to agree on each juror, so this process might take a while. As of this recording, 4 jurors have been selected. So jurors are meant to be unbiased, which will be incredibly hard with such a high-profile case. And this was one of the biggest news stories of 2020 with a global impact. So... they better get this motherfucker hard.
Is the court case in the town where it happened, or did they move it out of state due to, you know, tainted jury pool or bias or whatever?
No, it's in Minnesota.
It's up there?
Yeah.
It is? Work. I hope he goes to jail.
They better get this motherfucker so bad. They better get him.
But how are you going to find someone who's unbiased other than, like, a Kimmy Schmidt?
Right.
Like, you can't not have heard of this.
Right. It's like a global moment.
Well, I didn't go to jury duty last time, but I would have if it was for this.
Yeah.
I was doing a live stream with you on December 21st. It was for something. Yes. But I remember thinking I should just go down and drag and being like, listen, I have a live stream, darling. Can we wrap this up? Guilty, guilty, not guilty, acquit. Bye.
Don't use Safari. Use Google Chrome. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as it develops. And I hope we get this motherfucker really bad.
Same.
Let's take a break.
Oh.
Can we take a break, BB? Oh. Do you want to take a break, BB?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break? Well, we are back, and you know, we like to do a little bit of a tip spot every now and then.
A little tip spot for the girls.
Every hot Gossington. And today, we have a very special guest for our tip spot. The winner of the Drag Queen of the Year 2021 pageant from Chicago, from the great state of Illinois, representing Chicago's drag scene, please welcome to the stage, Tenderoni.
Hello.
Tenderoni's here.
Does that not hurt your voice?
I mean, your throat,
to do that?
The more I do it, the better I get at it. And that's a problem because my voice is going to stay that way eventually. First of all, congratulations, Tenderoni. A well-deserved, amazing win. How does it feel? How do you feel today?
Today I just got out of work, so I'm like, oh yes, I'm a working office girl, and now I'm like, have alter ego. No, but I feel very surreal. Feel like I still have not sunken in that I won. So I'm just like, every day I'll wake up and I'm like, bitch, I fucking won that pageant. And it's like very, it hasn't hit me yet, but I feel good.
You actually won a pageant competition award contest competition 2021, okay. Darling.
Darling.
The Miss Teen Alaska pageant.
Right.
Can we talk about your first wig? Because that's a big step. You got your first wig. For presentation.
Wait, really? It was your first wig?
So that was my first like real wig. I had one more wig. It was originally Sarah Andrews wig. One of her the first wig takeout. And that was like 3 or 4 years ago. And I basically like tore it apart. It's the one I do my Amadeus number. It's like it's like an Amadeus number. It's like a
good utility
like
wig.
Lady white. Yeah. A lot of and I just like throw it around. I've never glued it down. I always just put it on and like put a bandana over it. But this is like my first like lace front ventilated like custom wig.
It was sickening.
Awful daughter, Chicago, Illinois. They are like they do a lot of structured, crazy, like really stiff wigs. And that's based off of a that hairstyle is actually based off of this Brazilian hair artist. His name is Javier Gomar. I'm going to tag him on Instagram when I have the pictures, but like his hair is insane.
Did they print a picture of you in the New York Times this weekend too?
No, it was the week before. They did a whole drag king for the style section. Frank DeCaro, he interviewed me and a bunch of other kings, and my picture was on the front.
Where it belongs.
I was like, oh yes, like my girlfriend's sister went and bought like 5 copies and brought them over.
Honey, it's the
that
time.
I was like, major.
I was a dumbass and I didn't realize that you can get New York Times anywhere, and I was like messaging people in New York like, can you please get me this newspaper? And someone messaged me like, you fucking idiot, you can just go to Starbucks and get that.
Oh my god. I love that Frank DeCaro's an earth angel. That was a really nice story.
Yeah, talking to him, he's very much an old queen, and I'm like very much an old queen at heart. So he's like, oh my god, you get my references. I was like, duh. So we connected.
So speaking of your references, who are some of your like biggest inspirations for, you know, music choices, fashion, performance stuff? And wait, I saw that you posted a thing, I think it was on Twitter, and you were like, I was going to do this possibly for talent. And is that the Amadeus number you were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, my inspirations are kind of like all over the place. Okay, when I was in high school, I was like a Michael Jackson impersonator. So I was like, I'm going to show you this right now. You can't see on the podcast, but what, like, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson. And I used to go to school every day. And this is like my tattoo. Like, I have a legit like Michael Jackson portrait.
I loved her nose then. That was a good era.
I mean, I keep gaining weight. It's turning into Tito little by little, but it started as Michael.
When you're old, it's going to be Joe.
He does not like to go in the sun, so he always gets sunblocked so he can stay in this color. No, I was like obsessed with Michael Jackson. And I used to just like, I used to go to school. I used to wear a glitter glove. And I wasn't in school in the 80s. I was like in school in the early 2000s. And people were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But like, other than that, I'm like, I really love like 90s Bobby Brown, like the new Jack Swing era. I also am very much into just like, I mean, a lot of drag kings, they message me about like having inspiration. And I'm just like, dude, there's so much inspiration, like David Bowie, Boy George, George Michael, like just look at the icons. To me, the 80s and the 90s is like it for me. But even before that, you just look for people who have like, if you don't have star quality, you don't have star quality, you know, you're looking for star quality. So I am very much like a pop culture whore. Like, I love anything pop culture.
And it really showed, I mean, in all of your categories at the badge, especially your talent. I mean, it was very 90s house down back boots, bareback boots.
It was such a good mix. Like, everybody was swinging. The guy I was watching with it, he's from Chicago too. And he's like, yes, he was getting his life. And that green evening wear suit, bitch, you could do green screen with that.
I just, when I saw Maureen come out with her look, I was like, oh my god, I can do that with mine too.
You can.
Let me tell you, as soon as I saw your look, I was like, oh, he's going to do it too. And then I was like, oh, he don't have a projector. Well, he will after this.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
No, honey, you still won. Where? And I heard there were shenanigans with the prize money, because I heard originally it was $10,001. And then I heard at the pageant it was $10,000. So they're like, you know, you just want to get it in writing from these people, because you know the girls.
Calling HR. messaging HR at this moment.
Honestly.
You mean Lola. It's yeah. just Lola. When you message HR,
she'll club you
Lola.
To death with a Maison de la Croix handle.
Sweet.
There'll just be $1 inside the box with the crown.
That's actually not a terrible idea and probably will
pennies,
be.
Pennies. Loose pennies.
So, right. So wait, when did I say it was going to be 10,001? Because I don't remember.
Oh, now she doesn't remember. That crown must be so heavy from AS2. It just hinders your memory, doll.
When did I say it?
You said it on this podcast. I'm
you
sure.
You said it. Oh,
when
it.
Did I see it? Can we have... No, I just want to know because I'm like, I love that idea, and I was talking about doing it. I don't remember that I actually made the announcement, but I'm glad I did. And there will be a fresh, crisp, rumpled $1 bill in the crown package.
You said it for 2020. That yeah. was it.
In the video yeah, promo yeah. for 2020.
That all right. Happen. A promise is a promise.
I just want to say that we as podcasters have to hold people in the entertainment industry to a higher standard.
We get to choose our prize.
We get to choose our podcasters. I am your pod. Pod me.
So how does it feel? And this is so, it's very the spirit of this pageant. And it makes very much sense that a drag king is now the drag queen of the year.
It's a stunt.
It's a full stunt.
It's a full stunt. You know what? I love that it's kind of like a misnomer. It's like right. very much like, yes, bitch, I am the drag queen of the year 2021.
Right.
And if you have a problem, talk to HR. Like, I
exactly.
don't know.
Jiggly was Miss Trans Latina World once. She ain't Latina.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, very... you know what? I totally just think of Jiggly as Latina, and I forgot that she's Asian.
I have like something to say. I used to be prejudiced against drag kings so much because like they'd always just do like Adam Lambert and wear like crushed velvet. And
which,
like,
nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nothing wrong with that. I love an Adam Lambert number. But I have to say that I've always held them to higher standards. I'm like, if you want to hang with the queens and stuff, you better be fucking entertaining and sickening. You know, you better make me laugh every time. You better make me smile every time. And like your numbers and every time you were on the camera, you lit it up. And like you did that for me. Like you did what like Wendy Ho could do and like what other entertainers that aren't traditional drag queens, you know, when you come into the space, you kill it. You really did.
Seriously.
Thank you. I mean, that means a lot to me because I know there is like a weird stigma, like with some people are not ready to like take
we're
in the idea of a
some like, drag queens are terrible.
Basically.
Yeah, we're like, no, get out. This is our room. We play here. Which I'm trying not
exactly.
to be that way anymore, but like.
But
you don't have a wig on.
How dare you're not wearing a wig? I was like, I'm the Joey J of this pageant. No, I had a wig. Okay.
Fully.
Yeah, it's definitely something that was in the back of my mind, like starting as a drag king. And I even had that prejudice myself before I even started to perform. I was like, do I want to see a drag king? I mean, toxic masculinity is a thing. So mm-hmm. when you right. are like performing as a man, you're like, I mean, what's so good about being a dude? Mm-hmm. So you have to like take that and spin it, which is why I'm like very much like drag queens are always like, you know, when you're backstage, you're like, come on, girl. And then they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I offended you. I'm just like, listen, me personally, if I'm backstage and you're like, hey, girl, I'm not offended by that because right. it's like, it's a safe space. You know, it's like a backstage kiki. You're like, I'm right. not trying to like, bring those semantics backstage because mm. like as long as it's said with respect, then I'll respect you back, you know.
Right.
I think it's all about your intent. So I when I started doing drag, I was like, I want to be at the same level as these queens. So I took everything that I saw that I liked and I applied it to my drag. Yeah. I'm very like, I don't pack when I perform because I move around so much that I'm like, I don't want to like a dick flying out when I'm doing a high kick or something. So I don't make it a point to pack when I'm performing unless it's like a stupid gag or a sexual like type of number. But I don't pack. Also, like not all men have penises. So like if you want to get like down to that.
Yes.
So I just think that if you take the idea of what a drag king is and you make it, you like, I just make it my own and I'm confident in it. I think if you're confident and you're conveying like this is what I have to show you and I'm entertaining. The idea of it being a queen or a king, if you're entertaining, it's going to go over someone's head. So just breaking those barriers. Like if you're entertaining, you're entertaining.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, what was that? What was that for those that don't know, honey?
So if you know, you know is referring to the powerhouse of the House of Rohni, aka Natasha, who is my girlfriend and partner of 11 years. But she does a lot of the behind the scenes work when it comes to my drag and when it just comes to the Chicago drag scene in general. She did all my stoning.
Beautiful work.
I mean, we've also been in a relationship The shoulder stones. She did that 2 days.
Honey.
She did all of my stoning in 2 days.
Wow.
Damn.
And I always say, like, as a drag performer, I feel like if you're surrounded by people who are always saying, yes, yes, you look good, like, that's not a good thing. Because you need a no person who's going to be like, you look raggedy, you need to fix this. Because if you have someone who's always saying yes, you're going to be delusional and you're going to think that you're the shit at all times. But if you have someone who brings you down to reality and is like, listen, you look good, but you wore that beret 4 times already in your last numbers, you need to wear something else. Natasha's my no person. And we see eye to eye with that. And she can tell me the truth and I won't take offense to that. And it helps to elevate my drag.
Well, I think Willem provides the service of being the no person who brings you back down to reality in many relationships.
I mean, I feel like a lot of young drag performers are so used to being surrounded by like supportive friends all the time. They're like, yes. And then when you're like in reality and you see like bad comments or like you see people not reacting the way you thought, you're like, they can't take it.
Right.
So like if I live with a person who's telling me the truth, so that gives me a thick skin. So if people want to like talk shit in public, I have a thick skin because I have someone talking shit in my house to me.
Exactly. So wait, before we go, you mentioned you don't pack your a dick bulge on stage because you're afraid of it flying out. That reminds me of Willem and
Padge.
I were judging the Best in Drag pageant.
Miss Alyssa Lords.
And we saw this queen performing her ass off, dancing, everything. But she had like titty inserts in a cat suit, a skin tight cat suit. And through the course of the number, one of the titties started to migrate. And when I tell you at the climax of the song, she did a high kick and it came out the bottom of the skin tight cat suit, the titty flung. I've never seen that in the history of drag. I've never seen a titty escape the bottom leg of a cat suit.
The problem was she did a cartwheel and then it came out of the bra. And then it said, I'm going to take a southern route. Same way babies are born. It just gravity helps. But that's going to be on Beatdown because I have a video of it. I was on the roof of my car and Johnny Wujek had it too. We zoomed in on that poor little titty.
So good.
She almost stepped on it and slipped. But Alyssa Lords was slamming that cooter into the ground.
She did. You know,
droopy titties are more realistic to the real thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Street sweepers.
Yeah. She needed to put a tile on that titty so she could find it later.
Right.
Exactly. Beep it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. I want to thank you for everything you brought to the competition. It was such a pleasure to work with you, and you turned it out so fiercely and so hard. And I just, so many congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I mean, I was so nervous and it worked out for me. And thanks for liking my shit.
Absolutely. Where can we can find you on Instagram. What is your Instagram again? Remind us.
My Instagram is tenderoni88. The 88 stands for the minimum of amount of rhinestones on my outfit at one time.
Okay, Sparkle.
Just kidding. 88 if stands you know, for how you know. Old I am. Don't do the math. And then you can find me on Twitter, tender_Rohni. It probably will get taken down for the copyright soon because I just realized everyone's Twitter's getting canceled because of the videos. And I was like, I have so many videos on there, but I'm going to start deleting. That's where you can find me.
Are the bars open in Chicago yet? Can we find you anywhere there yet?
Not yet. They just opened at like, I think they're at 25% capacity.
Okay.
There's like one viewing party happening, but they're not open all the way. So you cannot find me in Chicago yet. But me and Lucy definitely have some plans in the works. So Work. You will catch me and Lucy.
Steamworks?
Steamworks.
I'll see you there then. Yeah, if you're there.
Drag kings are not allowed in Steamworks. Sorry.
Wow. Ooh. Well, we thank you so much, Tenderoni, for joining us. And this has been a tip spot. But in the spirit of Oprah, we have to ask you a cliffhanger question before we go to break.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Princess Meghan, were you silent or were you silenced? Doesn't make sense.
Okay, one thing that bothered me was that Oprah kept saying Megan instead of Megan. If you notice how Oprah, she's like, Megan. I'm like, her name is not Megan, it's Megan.
No one's correcting Oprah. No one on all of Hawaii is correcting that woman. They're not going to.
True.
You're amazing. Thank you so much, Tenderoni.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Oh, I've seen this dick before. Oh, that's why! I've had this dick before. Okay.
Wait a second. What are you talking? Okay, before we get into it, we have to go first. We have to say where we're going. We are going.
We're going spelunking.
Spelunking. Deep inside the DMs. Now, for those of you, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you don't know, then now you will know that this is the moment where we take messages, emails, DMs.
Correspondence.
From our listeners, and we read them, and then we respond to them. And sometimes there are dicks that have been inside Willem.
Exactly. This is a rumor. Ladies, Dipper, love you, love the pod. Here's what I heard. VH1 ordered episodes of Celebrity Drag Race that they couldn't film because the world was going to shit, hence the bloated season. Mm. Oh. Yikes. Love you. And here's my dick. DIQUE. Oh, God. This is a lovely buffet. This
From
is
Brian.
Spread.
Who is this? Who's Brian?
Brian is someone who's written in before. He has a penchant for wigs, heels, and I think bears.
Wig, hairs, hips, heels.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the dolls.
He's a friend, a deep friend of the pod. He's been a deep friend. He's been a deep friend of podcasts, pod people.
You have good recollection. You were able to just see the red bedspread, the dick, the hairy chest, and you said, "I know that person."
Oh, you don't forget a spread like this. you do not.
So wait, what is the? So how does that work? They ordered episodes of Celebrity.
You get them to pull your hair.
Not too hard. I did glue.
Oh, watch out for my toenails. The glue's not dry.
How does that work, though? The VH1 ordered episodes of Celebrity Drag Race.
Well,
so before Drag Race started, or
I have a feeling that they were all going to share the same set, because you know how they used to do Drag Race, Drag U, and it was all in the same set. So the Celebrity Drag Race might have been filed as a different production, but it would have been like, you get the money for the season, and this would have been in it because it would have been the same production because the same set. It wouldn't, you know, it would have carried over. That's what I think. So at that point, they reappropriated the money for more episodes of Drag Race. And I mean, there's some tea that we can't talk about, obviously, already. But Dipper, I had to send my sister to the burn unit recently because there were some scaldrations. The things we know right now are many. And we can't share them.
Sitting on a secret.
You got
the same parts like Miss Tati.
Got to put that hard T on it like Whitney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ta.
I venture a guess that this is probably true. I mean, as long as they aren't ordering more episodes of AJ and the Queen, I'm good. I mean, we've had enough of that.
I thought it was heartwarming.
I think this dick could be heartwarming. It could reach your heart.
Well, our next message comes from Throat Fucker. Wow. Oh my God.
It's Brian again. No, I'm kidding.
Hi, Alaska, Willem, and Dipper. I've been catching up on Drag Race UK recently and noticing that several of the queens have what looks to me like a very odd hairstyle. They have their hair shaved or clippered very short above and behind their ears. Bimini Ginny's sister, Ellie Lawrence. My first thought was that this is intended to make securing a wig easier, but I haven't noticed any of the American drag dolls wearing their hair this way as boys. What's the tea here? Is this a hairstyle intended to make wig wearing easier, or is it a trendy look in the UK? Please enjoy the attached dick pics, and if you want to see more, they're on my Twitter at TF9X6. Thanks for all you do to entertain and inform. TF.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This dick. I need a moment.
It's aggressive.
It's all I need.
He feels me. 9x6. So what does that mean?
That's the weight to get on it. It'll be 96. This will be 96 minutes, an hour and a half at least, because I would wait a long time to take a ride on this. This is beautiful. There's the veining, the marbling, the thick fat slab bias cut of this foreskin. The head that just flares up and says, look at me.
Hello.
There's everything great.
It's really throwing its hair back.
Honey, she's
like
in the wind.
Like Ariel when she wants to be part of that world.
Oh, yeah, on that rock. Up on that cock. I think this is a question about the drag hairstyle that pretty much every drag queen has had at one point, which is long on the top, shaved on the sides, enough to attach a wig to, or maybe an updo, and then a little color spray on the sides by the ears. Lawrence has the drag haircut, you know?
She does. And, I mean, I can speak for myself. I have, for many years, I used to just shave this part, basically my whole sideburn off, because otherwise, I have to glue my sideburns because I wear blonde and my hair is dark. So
we'll stop doing character illusions.
It's functional in that way. I think that the UK is having like a trendy fashion moment with like mullets and bangs and like and really cool hairstyles. So I think it's functional, but also it's fashion. And like I love the fucking in drag and out of drag looks on UK. I think everyone looks so fucking cool and fun.
UK is turning it.
The lady is returning.
I'm sad I have to turn away from this dick, but our next message comes from Kobe Beef. Dear Willem in Alaska, I'm a photographer living in LA, and I've been shooting for years and taken many classes. What kind of classes?
This ain't called classes, it's called goddess.
Goddess. But I have not had that much experience in professional photo shoots with other people. I've gotten very much into self-portraiture and have taken many portraits of myself as a boy and in my drag persona, Kobe Beef. I love what I create and I want to work with other queens, icons, queers, and maybe get some paid for once, but I'm so nervous that I won't be able to create my best work with the limited equipment and resources available to me. My question to you is, what do you expect from a photo shoot you're paying for? And what would a perfect photo shoot be like for you? Do you want a photographer that comes to you with a concept, or you just have to show up and pose? Or would you rather come up with a concept and have a photographer that can execute your vision accurately? I really want to start and make a name for myself in the LA area, but I'm afraid that if I don't do well right away, and I'll lose future chances of being hired. I appreciate your insight and attached are some dickus pickus for your viewing. Thank you for plus some ass shots because I'm currently in my bottom era. Thanks again, Kobe Beef.
Oh, yes, the bottom era.
The bottom era.
Yeah. I mean, these are beautiful photos.
Oh, yeah.
High contrast lighting from the side. We see Kobe's beef.
And he's drooling on it. And like anybody that has that kind of aim where it can go right from the mouth to the tip of the dick and on time for a photograph, brava.
Right.
Brava, I say.
That's impressive. It's dripping. And the ass is being gently parted by the hand. And
it's parted.
These are beautiful artistic shots. Mm-hmm. Now, to answer your question.
Which one?
I would say.
What would a perfect photo shoot be like for you? What date would a perfect photo shoot be like for you?
April 26th. Because it's not too hot and not too cold.
And all you need is a light camera.
This is, you obviously know what you're doing with photography, and that's a great start, and that's important. Now, shooting drag is different than shooting human beings. I can't say that.
You can't have none of that lighting that you have in those pictures on a drag queen ever.
We don't want to be lit from the side. We only want to be lit from the front, seen from the front. And then we want you to airbrush us so it looks like we're even more blasted out from the front.
I'm good from the back, too, actually.
Oh, yeah, you are. That's a great angle for you.
The next question, do you want a photographer that comes up to you with the concept, or you just have to show up and pose? I would say if you're a new photographer and you're approaching someone that you don't know that you want to work with, just address all the questions like who, what, where, why, when, how, and all that, and figure that stuff out. Like, if someone comes up to me and they say, I want to take your picture, I did this to Ganja's friend Robert once. He wanted to do a photo shoot with me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he was setting it up via email or whatever. And he's like, well, let's come up with ideas for it. And I was like, you wanted to shoot with me. Like, I thought you had one. And I literally said something like, I don't have time to play, like, dress up and pick out outfits and go shopping right now for stuff. So if you have a concept, come at me. And I'm down. And he didn't reply. And then we talked about it years later. He's like, you know what? I thought you didn't like me. And I was like, what happened? What did I say? Did I spit on you or something? It's like, no, this happened. And I was like, no. And that still rings true. I don't have time to play dress up. If you want to shoot me, come up with an idea and I'll gladly do it. If I hire a photographer and tell him what I want and I'm paying him and he says he can do it, it's great if I show up and it's like that. But a lot of times and drag queens in general, we have a good idea of what we want the finished product to be.
Yes.
Where it's not like, let's just show up and shoot something and have fun. Like Gia's photo shoot on a fence.
Right. Well, if you're just starting out and you're wanting to make connections and build a portfolio, I also wouldn't lead with, you have to pay me to take your picture. I would say I'm looking to build my portfolio. I would love to shoot you sometime when you're already in drag, possibly. That's always helpful when you can come in and do it so that if the drag queen isn't, so just approach it like you're building your portfolio and you're making connections. That's how I would approach it.
Yeah. I'd approach that dick from the front, though.
Our next message comes from thank you, Kobe Beef. I want to see Kobe Beef's drag persona.
The tenderonious
or
beef.
Is this?
There is.
Oh, no. This is...
Oh my God.
Kobe Beef said, I'm attaching portraits of myself as a boy and in my drag persona. Oh, wait, no. He has many portraits of his. Send some of your drag pictures, Kobe Beef. I want to see those.
Send the
pics,
girl.
I bet she's pretty.
Send the Dropbox link.
Before we do this last, is there someone on the phone outside the window, Willem? Is that what that is?
Hold on. Looks like... It's Marco.
That's fine.
Designer and Tillier to the stars.
I don't think the mic is gonna pick it up. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like someone's phone accidentally on, like something we had control over.
No, I'm just live streaming to OnlyFans.
It's Throat Fucker's Twitter page.
What the TF stands for. Duh.
Yeah, Throat Fucker 9x6, honey.
TF Madison. Okay.
He's in Wisconsin.
Our next message comes from D&D. Dear Willem, Alaska, and Big Dipper, longtime listener, first-time caller, here's the tea. My best friend in the entire world just started dating someone. They met a month and a half ago. They started dating officially 2 weeks ago, and she just told me they have already said the L word to each other. No, not lesbians. I would prefer lesbians. My best friend also recently came out as bi and just moved to a new location to get a fresh start. And we were also excited for her to dip her fingers into the lady pond. But instead of the lady of the lake, she pulled out a bridge troll. Y'all, I'm not joking. This man is not cute. My friend is a yes mama down boots brick house, and she's dating a brick. I know it's not all about looks. I know you're thinking personality. Listen, I've met him. We do not get along. Trinity voice, where is the personality? He's not cute, lame personality, and most likely to pull a guitar out at a party and play Wonderwall.
Oh.
What do I do? Suck it up, grin and bear it, shake the tambourine and sing along? I don't know. I'm trying to be a good friend, but I'm getting whiplash with all these changes in a month. And at this rate, my friend could be married by the season 13 finale. I just want her to slow down before she gets hurt. Sincerely disappointed in Delaware. Here's pics of my peen. Holy shit.
I know. This actually reaches into Maryland.
It does.
And honey, let me tell you, the Maryland is right in the back here. I would love to pull up to this bumper. DirecTV would like you to get your dick away from the remote, though, and your roommates would also appreciate that.
The dick is next to and dwarfing the DirecTV remote.
Oh, honey, he's got better reception on the dick than the remote, I'm sure.
Yes. And then in the second picture,
is he pillaging or plundering that hole or both?
I think a little of both. The there is a guest enjoying and who is
being, looks like he dropped his keys, I think.
Being rearranged by this prodigious member.
I'd say it's a hateful member, but this is a despicable member. This is worse than hateful. This is so wonderful.
And in the third picture, we see a little bit
There's
of the dresser.
There's a third picture?
A little bit of the dresser, a little bit of the dresser drawer, which is where the bottom has to put one foot across, and then they put the other foot just across the nightstand. And I think I see a poppers. Is that a poppers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You
see
that little knob on the edge of the bedpost? That's where the bottoms get ready. That's the on-deck position. And then they jump onto the dick right there. Because that's not something you want to just, like, go on, like, oh, yeah, I could do this. No.
Prepare yourself.
Do prepare. What was his question? I need to scroll up several pages because the dick goes.
The terrible boyfriend.
Wait, is it a boy or a girl? It's his best friend. They just became bi, and then but they're not lesbians.
No, she just became bi, but then she started dating a guy.
Oh,
she's bi,
okay.
But she's dating a guy. It's what she likes. For her, it's natural. Hello. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hear me out.
Wow.
What would you do if you don't like your friend's partner?
What do you say? They've already said I love you after like 3 weeks. Or 2 weeks.
I mean, if you really are a bad person, I have lots of suggestions, but none of them if you want to stay friends with the other person if they find out about it.
Sometimes it's best to let her figure it out on her own.
But definitely cut his guitar strings if he tries to play Wonderwall at a party. Cut them beforehand.
Do you have any requests? The sound of silence.
I think you could always pull up pictures of whoever this is with their old partners if they're any cuter and be like, oh my god, you guys were such a cute couple, and then look up at them and be like, just say nooch.
That's okay.
Shady.
You have to be careful with your friends because it can I mean you don't know, maybe they won't get married, maybe they will break up soon, but it's important to not be too invasive with your friends, and sometimes you have to let her make her own, make that decision on her own. And even if she does say, you know what, I think I'm gonna break up with this guy, don't immediately be like, oh yeah, I hated him, he was horrible, never, because then they might get back together and you can't untake those things, you can't take them back.
Yeah, all this is true.
We thank you, throat fuckers and disappointed in Delawares. We thank you so much for listening to Hot Gawaz. And a huge congratulations to Tenderoni, the winner of the Drag Queen of the Year 2021, for joining us for our tip spot.
Mm-hmm. If you want to correspond with us, you can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
We also have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to Alaska's page and my page, and you can hit a bell so you find out when new videos pop up and things. It's called a notification.
You can hit that bell. Get notifications. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there.
We'll be back next week with more.
Piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
Hot
gas.
We'll take a break on that.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.